Jabari Young covers the Spurs for the San Antonio Express News. He joins us on the I Am Flash hotline right now to talk about what happened in these Western Conference playoffs. Jabari, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How's the city of San Antonio feeling today? I mean, it's an odd thing for arguably the gold standard of NBA franchises to get swept out of the playoffs.
They'll live. You know, I mean, they'll live. They got five championship banners. You know, it's not like they haven't won in the 21st century. They'll obviously sad because it could be the very last time that they saw Manu Ginobili. But the good thing about it is that unlike Tim Duncan last season when, you know, the Spurs lost in Oklahoma City, so you didn't really get a chance to see him on the court for one final time. At least they got a chance to see him play one final time in their building. But, you know, they'll live. And, you know, obviously the Spurs will continue to do what they've always done. And basically what that is you know, you rebuild, you get back to hopefully position yourself to get back to this point. But unlike other franchises, you know, you have a 25-year-old superstar named Kawhi Leonard that you have in your back pocket. So, you know, you're good. You're good for the next 10 to 15 years as long as you continue that upward path. And, you know, the Spurs, they're always there.
Obviously disappointed, I'm sure, Jabari. However, I'm scrolling through your Twitter feed. You know, I'm curious as to see kind of what the next step is now for the San Antonio Spurs. What will they do? And I'm seeing an In Case You Missed It tweet regarding Pau Gasol. Is Pau Gasol going to come back?
Well, that's what he told me. You know, he intends to come back. I mean, listen, he got $16 million on the table. You know, you just don't turn your back at that. Ain't nobody else, I don't think, is going to be willing to cough up $16 million. For Pau Gasol. So, you know, he got money to collect, and it's his option. So I'm sure the Spurs, you know, won't mind either way. You know, if he doesn't come back, they'll go and look elsewhere. But, you know, listen, Pau Gasol, for everything that he's done, he hasn't had a horrible season. You know, his numbers went down, but he's an older player. And what I saw in game four, you know, he played. You know, he played really well. And if next season his role will be coming off of the bench, I think he'll be, you know, productive again. So, you know, in today's NBA, having a guy, a vet, a guy who knows how to do it, a guy who's won championships at $16 million isn't a bad price. I know people are going to look at that and say, damn, $16 million, he's not worth it. Get him out of here. But no, I mean, this guy, he's proven that he can still get it done. This is his last payday. I think he is going to pick up his option. But, you know, if not, that's only going to create more cap room for the Spurs so they can go out and hopefully fill more holes.
But I think it's fair to say that the San Antonio Spurs have a reasonably old roster, and of course, if the departure of Manu Ginobili occurs, there will be money available. Is youth the next step forward for Greg Popovich in this franchise?
Well, I don't know what roster you've been looking at, but they're definitely young. They're not old, you know, with the exception of Pau Gasol and, you know, Manu Ginobili, two guys in their upper 30s, and then Tony Parker. I mean, you got Jonathan Simmons, a 27-year-old athletic guy. Kyle Anderson still in his 20s. Brent Forbes is still in his 20s. DeJounte Murray is 20 years old. Kawhi Leonard is 25. They have one of the more younger rosters when you really want to take a look at it. I know we've always considered them to be old, but, you know, they have a young core that's in place that, you know, they're continuing to develop. So they have enough youth, you know, around. You know, you just want to go out and get some more guys that are in their prime, you know, and add to build around Kawhi Leonard. But the word old, you can't use that word when you talk about the Spurs because they've proven they are young. They have enough young pieces to make it. They got to the Western Conference Finals. Old, you know, scrub teams don't get to the Western Conference Finals 1 year after they lose the face of their franchise for the last 20 years. So they're definitely not old. You know, they definitely have a lot of youth. And now, like I said before, it's about positioning themselves to get back to the Western Conference Finals. And not only to get back there, but to beat the Golden State Warriors, because you know the Warriors aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Is LaMarcus Aldridge less of a player in a Spurs uniform than he was in a Blazers uniform?
I mean, if you want to look at the numbers, you can make that case. You know, he's definitely not played the way that he's played in Portland. Now, I understand it's a different system, and, you know, when you're with the Spurs, that old saying, you got to, you know, sacrifice statistics if you're going to make it on his roster, but I don't think they wanted him to sacrifice that many statistics.
Yeah.
You know? I know they wanted him to play a little bit better than what he had. And now you have to ask yourself, the Spurs have to ask themselves some serious questions, and do they want to continue on the LaMarcus Aldridge project? I'm not sure if he wants to continue. You know, I'm not. You know, I think he, you know, it might be better off for both parties to just start fresh. But if they do keep him around, you know you're going to need much more from the Marcus next year. You're going to need his numbers to increase, especially if you're talking about becoming that dynamic duo that they wanted with him and Kawhi Leonard. He has to play better if he comes back here next season.
I only bring that up because the Spurs model is you can put anybody in that uniform in Pop's system, and he's going to find a way to get the most out of them. And it feels like one of the only outliers we've seen over many, many years now has been LaMarcus Aldridge maybe just not being a fit. And it's just – it's kind of strange and a little foreign because of what they've been able to do with so many other guys who might not be so great other places. Before we let you go, it does seem like this is the end for Manu Ginobili. He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Oh, most definitely. And I wouldn't even assume to say that it would be the end. I mean, Vince Carter's still balling at age 40. He still wants to play until he, you know, at age 41. I see no reason why Manu Ginobili can't look at Vince and say, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it too. Matter of fact, your team helped beat Vince Carter and Memphis Grizzlies. Took him out of the first round. So I still think he has a little bit more left. But as he laid on the table last night, and one of the reasons I'll miss him if he does leave, is he has great perspective. He has two options. Either you come back and you play basketball at the highest level, or you go home, you be a husband, you be a father, you travel the world, you enjoy life. That's not too bad. That's two great options that he has. So
yeah,
it's a win-win situation for Manu Ginobili.
Warriors or Cavs, who wins it this year?
Warriors in seven. Taking the Warriors in seven.
That's Jabari Young, covers the Spurs for the San Antonio Express News. Kind enough to give us a couple minutes today. Thanks, Jabari.
All right, guys. Take care.